Teachers across the state are trying to make sense of all the rhetoric. Will they actually see a pay raise? If so, how much? What happens to longevity pay? What if teachers have master's degrees? We'll dig into all of that in a minute. But first, here's a fact. Every public school teacher will make more than they did last year. The state budget has a provision that would prevent teachers from making less. So does that mean that every public school teacher will see a 7% raise? No. The new salary schedule is complicated. Teachers early in their careers will see the biggest pay bumps, especially those who've been teaching between 5 and 10 years. They could see increases of up to 18%. But it's a different story for veteran teachers. Those with more than 27 years of experience will see less than a 3% raise. The salary scale also tops out at $50,000. Of course, there are some teachers who already make more than that, so instead of their base salary going up, they'll get an annual bonus check of $1,000. Many experienced teachers aren't too happy with the new salary scale. They say the raises are unfairly distributed. Some even argue that it'll encourage more veteran teachers to leave. Another big concern and source of confusion has been over longevity pay. Teachers with 10 or more years of experience get longevity pay as a kind of thank you for sticking around. The bonuses range from 1.5 to 4.5%. Teachers get the checks on the anniversary of their start dates. Now, with this new pay scale, teachers will no longer receive those annual paychecks. Instead, the money will be rolled into the salary schedule. Legislators did that to help boost everyone's raises. But some teachers say that's not fair, that it's wrong for lawmakers to take money they're already earning and mark it as a pay raise. Now, let's move away from the salary schedule for a minute. There are other ways teachers earn money. For example, those who already have a master's degree or who have started working toward it since last August will get extra pay. But that doesn't apply to teachers who have yet to start to get their master's. And then there's also local supplements from school districts. All but 8 of the 115 districts reward teachers with extra money. Those supplements can range from $100 to $6,000, depending on the resources. Because of that inconsistency, some teachers say they rely on raises from the state. Under this new pay scale, teachers will get a bump every 5 years and then 4 years of flat pay. Supporters of the plan say it will allow teachers to earn more at a much quicker rate than before. The whole idea, they say, is to recruit and retain. After years of stagnant pay, they say the state needs to remain competitive, that it can't afford more teachers leaving. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.